Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Your next chance to win Alex Warren tickets after 9 this morning. We'll have a Q keyword for you. It's the Q Morning Show. Have you finished putting up your Christmas decorations? I know that you were all about that. You went to your Papa Nana. Yeah. Went to your grandparents' house to get Christmas decorations to borrow theirs to use for your house. Are you done with all that? Are you still working on that? What's happening there?
So we managed to get the actual string lights on the roof, like on the house.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't gotten the rest of the stuff out in the yard yet. The skeleton, our 12-foot skelly man, is decorated for the holidays. So he is ready for some festive fun.
Is he wearing the Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, I got him a red Hawaiian shirt and a great big Santa hat. I forgot that I got this, but I ordered him a beard. I have to put Bryce back up on the ladder to get the Santa beard on the Skelly Man.
When are we going to see pictures of all this?
It's a good question. When I get it all done.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have it mostly finished around Thanksgiving.
Paula noticed that our neighbors right across the street, they have their lights up. And it's really happening throughout my entire neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people around me have theirs up.
I just have no desire to do it right now.
Do you usually put lights on the house?
Usually. And I saw my neighbor put his lights up on Saturday when the weather was warm. I was just so busy on Saturday, I had no time to do it. That would have been a perfect day to do it, to spend so much time outside.
See, this would be the perfect year to go ahead and pass the baton.
To who?
Your sons.
Oh, I don't want my kids on a ladder hanging stuff up on the house.
Hey, that's why Bryce said that he had experience, because that's what his mom made him and his brother do when they were kids.
No, that's a hard pass. I'm not allowing that. I'll make them shovel snow. I will, whatever else, I'm not going to have them up on a ladder.
That's right. You have a two-story house. That's probably for the best.
Yeah, that's definitely not happening. But my wife, she kind of gave me permission. She's like, you know, you don't have to hang up lights on the house this year.
Aw.
And that's how I felt. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what's going
to
motivate.
It probably makes you want to do it more, just to.
A little bit, not enough. I don't know. I don't know where the motivation is going to come from. It's the Q Morning Show. Taylor Swift, the Q Morning Show. Did the Cavs win last night? I believe they did. Let me just check real quick. I didn't get to watch the Cavs last night.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because the Cavs were on Peacock.
Oh, this again. This again.
Cavs win 118-106 over the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
So my son, Will, who's 14 years old, he is trying to convince me to get Peacock. And his examples are, well, you would have been able to see the Cavs game last night.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's also college basketball games on there that I would watch.
There's also Saturday Night Live.
That's true. I wouldn't have to watch it on YouTube. I could just watch it on Peacock. But it's also free on YouTube.
Yeah,
just to
that
watch.
One's not that bad.
So that doesn't help. Our favorite soccer team, Arsenal's on Peacock. I don't know. But what would go? Because I don't want to add something without subtracting something.
Okay. I'm going to propose this one more time. And I'm going to do it live on the air because I don't usually do this.
We're not sharing passwords.
Why?
Because.
I have offered my Peacock password to Bill. Like, I feel like 10 times. Take it.
We're going to get busted.
Take it.
We're going to get busted.
No, we're not. It's a community password. So many people have my login. Join the club, Bill. You're more than welcome.
This show is on very shaky ground right now. We can't handle a big scandal of sharing passwords for Peacock.
Hey, you know what? All news is good news.
I'm thinking about getting rid of Netflix. Although, it's so silly because that's the cheapest one.
It is, but...
It's like $7.
Okay, but Peacock is the same, first of all. Peacock is $7.99, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
I think. But I can't tell you the last thing I watched on Netflix. I go back and forth with Netflix constantly because that's the one that I feel like something will come out that overtakes the internet that everybody's talking about, and it's on Netflix, but it's like once a year.
So the series finale of Stranger Things is going to be in the next few weeks on Netflix, and it's like, well, do I even want to watch that? Like, I'm not really into it anymore.
I don't really remember what happened.
Yeah, I don't either. And then... One of my favorite shows, I just realized, David Letterman's like one of my all-time idols.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a new show of his, what's it called? My Next Guest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Adam Sandler, he's got a new episode that's dropping. Here's a little clip of that.
I remember my dad. Oh, my God. I did this one show in Boston, and my dad and brother came to see it. And I ate it so hard in front of my dad, and I hated that.
So that's Adam Sandler. I want to watch that. When it comes out, but it's only on Netflix.
Yeah, I need Netflix for that. See, we can share Peacock passwords. We cannot share Netflix because Netflix has cracked down. So let me offer you again.
How do you know Peacock isn't going to crack down?
Oh, because I have like 10 people with that password and everybody gets in fine. So
that just doesn't sound right at all. I don't want to go down. I don't want all 10 of us to go down.
Hey, if I'm going down, you're going down with me.
Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. The Q Morning Show. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Madison in Broadview Heights listening to us. Welcome to the group chat, Madison.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on with you?
Well, I don't want to bring my boyfriend with me to Thanksgiving, and he's pretty upset about it.
Oh.
Let's start here, Madison. Why don't you want your boyfriend to come to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good question.
Yeah, well, we do have a history. He is my ex-boyfriend, along with being the father of my son. And to be honest, my entire family hates him. Oh. They hate him so much.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nobody's on his side? Nobody likes him, like your brother, maybe a cousin?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's nobody on his side. My mom, my sister, my brothers, literally everyone hates him.
What's the quick history between the two of you? Why does everyone hate him so much?
Well, I think like we've been on and off for so long. And then, you know, I have my son with him and it's just been pretty rocky throughout. We have good moments. And then when we have bad moments, it's really bad. And my family has been through it all with me, but they just don't like him because of that.
So when did you get back together with your ex secretly?
Yeah, we got back together 6 months ago.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
Oh, wow. Nobody knows.
No, we haven't told anyone. And I think that's part of it too. Things are going really great. I'll just say they're going really great right away. But because I haven't told my family at all, I don't want to just show up to Thanksgiving dinner at my family's house with this guy that everyone hates.
Wait, does he know that you have not told your family that you guys are back together yet?
I've mentioned it to him, but I don't think he understands the gravity of the hatred.
He probably does not understand their feelings toward him, which is for the best.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your options here then, Madison? I mean, you could just bring him and just tell the family, hey, this is happening, deal with it.
Just hope for the best?
Yeah, that's definitely one option. I think another option is to just not have him come to Thanksgiving, like to have a sit down with him and then during Thanksgiving talk with my family about it, like ease into it, I guess.
But you have such a history with your ex that I kind of don't want to see the two of you get into a fight because he's already upset that he's not invited to Thanksgiving dinner. It's like you guys don't need another reason to argue about something.
I think it's totally understandable, though. There's a complicated history here. There's a lot of parties involved. We're all adults here, and I think that he should be able to understand that.
216-474-0104. The group chat. Madison doesn't want to bring her secret ex-boyfriend to Thanksgiving. So what does she do? Your calls next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. So I hesitate to call it a trend, but we've seen it a lot more, especially within the past year. It's happened to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift indirectly. Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs, Joe Burrow down in Cincinnati, Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks. And that is, they've had their homes broken into while they are playing a game.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good trend at all. That sucks.
And now it's happened to Shedeur Sanders.
Ah, no. Was that this past Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. And, I mean, I don't know anything about football, but you were very excited that, like, he was getting some time on the field.
I was just excited to see anything different with the Browns and to try something else to try to get a win.
Does he not usually, like, is he not in, like, every game?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, he's at every game.
But he doesn't play every game.
No.
So he got to play on Sunday, and right. His house got burglarized?
Yeah.
That sucks.
And it doesn't say if anything was stolen. It doesn't say, and they have no suspects at this point. So I don't know if there's damage to the home.
I wonder if there's, like, a burglary ring for this. Do you remember, like, the Bling Ring movie?
No.
There was like, that was like 2013 Emma Watson, mm-hmm. But it was like based on a true story of people that went and like burglarized Paris Hilton. And then I remember too, like a couple years ago, people robbed like Kim Kardashian, but it was all kind of like a ring.
No, I don't think it's obviously not the same people here.
This would be a sports ring.
Right.
This is a different category of entertainment.
No, these are probably, you know, different suspects. You know, I think it's just people taking advantage of the fact that they know that the person is not home. They're working because they're on national television.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just don't think, and I've been saying this for years, and I'm not even going to look this up because I think it's gross. I don't like how easy it is that you can just Google someone's name and find out their home address.
Oh my God. I don't either. That bothers me. A couple years ago, I like went crazy and I went through every website, scrubbed my info off.
I don't even know how you do that. Like, how do you scrub it off? I don't even know the process of going about that.
I had to find like a different website to put my info in there and was like, this is my info. Now, if it's anywhere else, take it down. It might have just spread it more. Who knows?
And there's more questions than answers here. I don't even know if Shedeur Sanders owns the home. I was surprised to find out, you know, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised that he even owned a home, and maybe he doesn't own the home. Maybe he's renting the home, and maybe it's just somebody that knew that he wasn't going to be home that day.
Either way, any time that you get stuff stolen from you, whether it's broken into your house, I've even just had my purse stolen. It's the worst feeling. It's like just so, it's such an invasion. So that sucks.
Right. But here's a guy being targeted. It's not a random thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And so someone did their research, you know, whether it's going on the internet and Googling him and finding out, you know, where his address is. And then this is something that, you know, this is masterminded.
Yeah. It feels like a problem that we should probably take care of. Let's get everybody's addresses off the internet, please.
But when? Like, I don't... I mean, this has been something that's going on since the internet's been around.
I know, but like, let's just do a better job. I don't know. It's so easy to find people's addresses. I'll Google myself, and I was seeing addresses from like when I was in college even. And I'm like, how is that on there?
Yeah, like, I don't know if it can't all be public record. I don't know. Maybe we
find... somebody has more information than us, clearly we don't.
Yeah, we're obviously uninformed. Maybe that's something that we get back into, you know, some other time with someone who knows more about that.
Or if you know how to get your info off those websites, we would love to share that with people too.
We've got the group chat on the way, the Q Morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Show. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Madison in Broadview Heights listening to us. Welcome to the group chat, Madison.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on with you?
Well, I don't want to bring my boyfriend with me to Thanksgiving, and he's pretty upset about it.
Oh, let's start here, Madison. Why don't you want your boyfriend to come to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good question.
Yeah, well, we do have a history. He is my ex-boyfriend, along with being the father of my son. And to be honest, my entire family hates him. Oh. They hate him so much.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nobody's on his side? Nobody likes him? Like your brother, maybe a cousin?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's nobody on his side. My mom, my sister, my brothers, literally everyone hates him.
Yikes.
What's the quick history between the two of you? Why does everyone hate him so much?
Well, I think like we've been on and off for so long. And then, you know, I have my son with him and it's just been pretty rocky throughout. We have good moments. And then when we have bad moments, it's really bad. And my family has been through it all with me, but they just don't like him because of that.
So when did you get back together with your ex secretly?
Yeah, we got back together 6 months ago.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
Oh, wow. Nobody knows.
No, we haven't told anyone. And I think that's part of it, too. Things are going really great. I'll just say they're going really great right away. But because I haven't told my family at all, I don't want to just show up to Thanksgiving dinner at my family's house with this guy that everyone hates.
Wait, does he know that you have not told your family that you guys are back together yet?
I've mentioned it to him, but I don't think he understands the gravity of the hatred.
He probably does not understand their feelings toward him, which is for the best.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your options here then, Madison? I mean, you could just bring him and just tell the family, hey, this is happening. Deal with it.
And just hope for the best?
Yeah, that's definitely one option. I think another option is to just not have him come to Thanksgiving, like to have a sit down with him and then during Thanksgiving, talk with my family about it, like ease into it, I guess.
But you have such a history with your ex that I kind of don't want to see the two of you get into a fight because he's already upset that he's not invited to Thanksgiving dinner. It's like you guys don't need another reason to argue about something.
I think it's totally understandable, though. There's a complicated history here. There's a lot of parties involved. We're all adults here, and I think that he should be able to understand that.
216-474-0104. The group chat. Madison doesn't want to bring her secret ex-boyfriend to Thanksgiving. So what does she do? Your calls next, the Q Morning Show. So Madison has this off and on relationship with this guy who is also the father of her child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so aggravating to her entire family, apparently, that nobody likes this guy.
Well, it's hard when you're on and off with somebody, your family is on and off with them too. So they're going through it with her. They've seen, I'm sure, the good and the bad. So they have feelings about him and she's like, I don't really think it's a good idea to bring him to Thanksgiving.
Apparently, her family has shared their opinions because she doesn't. They've been back together, though, for the last 6 months and things have been going well,
mm-hmm.
she says.
Which is good.
And she doesn't want to spoil that by either taking him to Thanksgiving and
having it all blow up.
Right. Or not taking him and alienating him further.
Yeah, it sounds like he is not really a huge fan of the idea of not spending Thanksgiving with her.
Ashley's in Amherst. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think Madison should do here?
I think that Thanksgiving should be the least of the worries. They said they have a kid together and they're always on and off. I think they need to either stay together or break up because in the long run, you're only hurting that child.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And they have been back together for about 6 months, but just secretly.
Right.
I
so you're teaching
kid
your
knows.
Kid these wrong lessons.
Okay. All right. So let's just handle next week and then go from there. So what would you do for next week?
Either take him and be honest about it or just cut the whole thing off because why can the dad not be there this year, but then next year he can be to Thanksgiving? How are you going to explain that to the child?
Okay. I agree with that. The child and the rest of the family.
Yeah.
If you're back together, then he should get an invitation to Thanksgiving.
I think that I do agree that they need to be certain, though. They need to be certain that, like, this time it's going to stick.
It's been 6 months. Can you be certain in an off and on relationship?
I don't know. I think it's time to figure that out if there's a kid in the mix.
Okay. Remove the kid from the situation.
I don't know. Six months. I don't know.
Do you bring the guy to dinner or not?
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, you wouldn't do it?
No.
Oh, see, now we're giving Madison conflicting advice because I say take him.
No, I'm leaving him at home.
If you're going to get back together, he's got to be at all the holidays. That's my advice. The Q Morning Show. Nicole in Bay is going to try to win those Meghan Trainor tickets. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she does the same to you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions, Nicole?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Question 1. In the movie Toy Story, what is the name of the cowboy toy?
Woody.
Question 2. What is it called when you bowl 3 strikes in a row in bowling?
A turkey.
Question 3. In the classic video game Pac-Man, who chases Pac-Man?
The little ghosties.
Question 4. Silver Linings Playbook was a movie that starred Bradley Cooper and this actress who won the Best Actress Oscar.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Final question. It's the word that means 14 days or 2 weeks. Also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Fortnite.
Hey, Nicole.
Yeah.
You just went 5 for 5.
No way.
Yeah. So you have a real good shot at beating Alyssa. She's got to be perfect today. We'll find out how she does next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa's back in the studio. Nicole from Bay, Alyssa.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How'd it go?
Okay.
Just okay, she says. Just okay.
What do you say, Bill?
Nicole was perfection today.
Okay. You're really underselling it, Nicole.
Well, you know, we'll see.
So the pressure's on. Alyssa needs all 5 of these questions correct. Otherwise, she loses Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm not going to score you through this. I'm just going to ask you your 5 questions. We'll let you know how you do at the end.
Okay, let's go.
Question 1. In the movie Toy Story, what is the name of the cowboy toy?
Woody.
What is it called when you bowl 3 strikes in a row in bowling?
A turkey.
In the classic video game Pac-Man, who chases Pac-Man?
The little ghosts.
Silver Linings Playbook was a movie that starred Bradley Cooper and this actress who won the Best Actress Oscar.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Final question. It's the word that means 14 days or 2 weeks. Also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Fortnite?
Oh.
I know. That just terrible.
That sigh tells me everything I need to know.
I know. I'm just as disappointed as Nicole, if not more disappointed.
I think you probably are a little more disappointed than her, let's be honest.
You know what, Nicole? You don't get the win today. However, because of your amazing achievement of getting all 5 questions correct, you do have Meghan Trainor tickets.
Woo! Yes. My name is Nicole, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
So I think he is one of the last true Hollywood movie stars, Tom Cruise.
Bill loves Tom Cruise.
I do. I grew up with Tom Cruise. I love Tom Cruise movies. And I'm sorry, but I don't know of any actor that is following in his footsteps. Like right now, who are the big actors in Hollywood right now?
Glenn Powell.
And he's not even that young.
No, he's like 30-something, 37 maybe.
I mean, I grew up with the Brat Pack, and
yeah.
I digress. I don't want to go off. I don't want to go down this road here.
I'm so neutral on Tom Cruise, so I'm going to let you have this moment.
Well, Tom Cruise the other night got an honorary Oscar because I think someone realized the contribution that Tom Cruise has made to the movie industry, and they're thinking he's never going to win an Oscar.
Has he never won an Oscar?
He has never won.
Wow.
So they had this governor's ball or something like that, and they awarded Tom Cruise with an honorary Oscar. Now, before we get to his acceptance speech, Are you familiar with the promo that plays at AMC theaters? That it's right before the movie starts, and it's Nicole Kidman, and it's wet outside, and she's got a raincoat, and then she's walking to AMC, and she's just talking about how movies are so magical.
Heartbreak feels good in a place yeah. like this. Yes, I know what you're talking about. That is half the reason why I go to the theater.
All right, I've got some of that right now.
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to love, to cry, to care. Because we need that, all of us.
Okay. It's not that deep, but...
No, I love it. I love it.
I'm at the movies. I'm having a good time. So let's cut back to Tom Cruise's honorary Oscar acceptance speech the other night. And everyone's sitting in the audience, and Tom says this.
And no matter where we come from, in that theater, we laugh together. We feel together. We hope together. We dream together.
And everybody's like, wait, what?
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care.
This is what happens when you let ChatGPT write your acceptance speech.
Oh, you're guessing ChatGPT.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman
oh, yeah.
were married for 11 years. They
like
share,
way back.
They shared two children.
Mm-hmm.
My theory, which is probably wildly incorrect, is Tom Cruise helped to write that AMC promo. And he's just using his own material.
Can we like go back? Is there any way to look up the credits for that promo?
I don't know. Probably not.
Because that's a masterpiece. That promo in and of itself deserves an Oscar.
Here's another moment from the Tom Cruise Oscar speech.
And suddenly the world was so much larger than the one that I knew. You know, entire cultures and lives and landscapes and all of it was just unfolding in front of me.
And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together.
Honestly, those two should never have broken up.
Maybe it's meant to be.
Why are they not together today? I think they should get back together. Is maybe she in a relationship?
Maybe this will be what brings them back together. I heard some rumblings about her rekindling with Lenny Kravitz, but maybe she'll rekindle with Tom Cruise instead.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Tom Cruise, I know, is single right now. Nicole Kidman with who?
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz?
That was like a tabloid maybe last week or the week before. They had a past romance like way back when, and I guess sources say friends are pushing them toward each other to rekindle.
I didn't know they were ever together.
I didn't either.
Wait, wasn't Nicole Kidman, didn't she just get a divorce from...
Yes, Keith Urban.
Okay. Well, now it's perfect for these two, for Tom and Nicole
yeah.
to find each other again.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they think, great minds think alike.
Perfect timing.
The Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho!
ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. My wife Paula and I are now officially in the stage of our relationship where we have two boys, 14 and 10, and we now send pictures to each other of our kids when they were toddlers.
Oh.
Like, oh, do you remember these days? Oh my God, that was so cute when they were that age.
Aw.
I'm reading this article. It says, a new survey finds that parents have to navigate an average of 46 questions from their little ones a day.
I believe that.
And sometimes they're stumped, according to this article. Sometimes you get a question that you can't answer. Like 35% of the time, according to this survey. Like, for example, if time had a smell, what would it smell like?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of questions that kids like to ask. I don't feel like I was ever in this phase with my boys. Will did not talk a whole lot when
really?
He was a kid. No, not really. I mean, he was in speech therapy in his early years.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember him being like an inquisitive kind of a kid. And Drew talked a lot, but he never asked questions. Because I believe he thinks he knows everything.
I was going to say, he knows it all, so he doesn't have any questions to ask.
He's telling us things.
Exactly.
He never really asked questions, but I just thought this might be fun to get into. 216-474-0104. Is there a question that you've ever received from your toddler that you just could not answer? You were stumped.
You're like, I don't know.
Like, what is that for you? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We have Belle in Bay. Belle, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is a question that your kid asked you and it just completely threw you off?
So just the other night, I was trying to get my three-year-old to sleep, and she stops in her million daily questions, and we finish story time. She's nodding off, and I turn off the light and leave the room, and so it's dark, and then she says, Mommy, what's that man's name? And it freaked me out so bad.
Bro, what man?
I was standing up on the back of my neck.
Oh.
I had to wake her up and ask her what in the world she was talking about. And then I found out she was only wanting to know the name of the man who took her professional pictures earlier at preschool.
Oh.
Oh, so she met a man earlier in the day.
That detail was important.
Definitely.
Definitely. Kids are so scary.
Well, sure, when they say stuff like that.
Yeah, when they start seeing dead people, maybe.
Belle, thank you for calling up this morning.
Absolutely.
The Q Morning Show. This is going to make me sound ancient, but I was in a relationship before texting was even invented. The relationship that I'm in now.
That must have been so nice. I can't even imagine a world.
Paul and I never had to text each other. And I'm reading this survey from Young Singles. These are millennials and these are Gen Z. And they have their texting expectations listed here. And so when you're texting back and forth, when you're, you know, maybe it's a pre-first date kind of a thing.
Right.
The majority of respondents in the survey want you to respond as soon as you can.
Like instantly?
Within 15 minutes.
Whoa.
And some want instant responses.
Really?
I don't even do that to people like in my normal circle.
That's so interesting because my husband Bryce and I, we had been texting. We met on the dating apps. We texted for like 3 weeks before our first date. And we joke because we really only texted like once or twice a day. But they were like novels. They were like a wall of text. So we were spending a lot of time in our responses, but we were not sitting there all day just like, what's up? Not much, you? Like, I hate that.
What you just described sounds like a nightmare. Like, if you sent me a novel, I would...
Well, it was just like once a day.
So turned off by that.
It would just be once a day. So then you would have the whole day to think about it, how you wanted to respond to it, craft your response, type it out, and then hit send. And I'm only expecting one response a day.
Have you had a long conversation with a person over the phone?
Yeah.
Like someone you're interested in?
Yeah, not in a long time, yeah. But I have.
That's the way that I used to do it. I remember, like, this is like pre-dating, like before you go out on your first date or whatever, you're just getting to know each other. I'd be on the phone for like 3 hours.
Well, now in the dating world, you meet all these men who are like, I don't like to talk on the phone. That was something I encountered probably like 3 times in my dating.
I would not want the long novel texts. And I know that the three-hour conversations sound like a lot too, but really, it's like having a couple of first dates. You get to know so much about that person.
3 hour convo or wall of text novel? 216-474-0104. Which one do you choose?
So how fast do you want a text back?
Within a couple hours. A
couple hours is fine with you.
All right, I honestly need it. Like, I need to have it some time to breathe. Like, I want to be able to think about my response. I don't want to respond right away.
That seems normal. All right. We need a response from you right now. 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. We're going to play in about 10 minutes. We have tickets for Meghan Trainor to give away. All you have to do is take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Caller 14 right now. 216-474-0104. Jonathan in Barberton is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go. It's 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right between you and Alyssa will win the game. Although if it's a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Jonathan. The Statue of Liberty is located in what state?
New York.
Question two. Mariah Carey's Christmas song has already hit the Billboard Hot 100. What is the name of that song?
All I Want for Christmas.
Is that your final answer?
Merry Christmas.
That is your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Question three. What ingredient helps homemade bread rise and give it a soft texture?
Yeast.
Question four. Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner are being sued over Kim's adult tape that was recorded back in 2007. They're being sued by the person who was in the tape with Kim. Who was that?
RJ.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Ray J. Ray J.
Question five. Aerosmith had a hit song in the late 90s called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. It came from the movie soundtrack of what movie?
Armageddon.
All right, Jonathan, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. I'm counting you up right now. I see four correct out of five. Alyssa will return to the studio to see if she can beat Jonathan. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. Welcome back. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Jonathan in Barberton.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Alyssa.
Jonathan had a strong performance. He went four out of five.
Whew, okay.
So Alyssa needs four correct just to tie him. If she gets all five, she wins the game. It'll also be the second time that you go perfect today if you get all five.
Yeah, let's see if I can make it happen.
Yeah, let's not.
Question one. The Statue of Liberty is located in what state?
New York.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song has already hit the Billboard Hot 100. What is the name of that song?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
That is correct. Question number three. What ingredient helps homemade bread rise and give it a soft texture?
Yeast.
Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner are being sued over Kim's adult tape that was recorded back in 2007. Being sued by the person who is in the tape with Kim, who is that?
Ray J.
Ray J is correct. She gets the tie. Final question. Aerosmith had a huge song in the 1990s called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. It came from the movie soundtrack of what movie?
Oh, I can see like the movie poster and it's got Liv Tyler in it.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't know.
Can I tell her?
Yeah, I tell her.
Armageddon.
Oh,
Armageddon.
Oh my God. It was on the tip of my tongue. I was going to say like astronaut and that's not it.
So final score today, Jonathan 4, Alyssa 4. It's a tie.
Good game, Jonathan.
That's the best I've done so far against you.
Heck yeah.
Jonathan, that deserves Meghan Trainor tickets.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait. My name is Jonathan, and I just flunked out on Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.